Oh, Mossy, how big is today? You'll never walk alone. I reckon everyone has started that, and you wouldn't believe it, that in the break we ran the competition for the jersey, and I won it. I won it.
Well, you got two votes.
And it fits beautifully.
It
and you've
does,
got your
mate.
Scarf on. It's
mate, you
big,
almost
big
look fit enough to run on tonight in
oh,
that.
Oh, thank
slack.
You so much.
Yeah. Where would you play?
I'm a striker, mate.
Striker.
Where do you reckon?
I go for glory.
Well, mate, you used to strike the ball pretty cleanly with a bat.
Yeah. I go for glory, mate.
Yeah.
It's no good being in
defence. I could have guessed that. I want that number nine shirt. Mate, they're not even in the country.
Liverpool. Well, they're not far away.
Yeah, they'd be touching down
pretty soon.
They're
putting soon. Their boots on now.
Mm. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
They'll go for a stroll. We once won an ACL game in Korea. Okay, different. No, I won't bring that up.
Yeah.
I won't bring that up. Oh. But it was after we'd just won the grand final. We touched down the morning of the game, had a walk around the pitch, played that night and got the 3 points.
Yeah.
Placebo effect. They've just qualified for Europe. You never know.
Placebo, I reckon they just stopped off in Bangkok.
Don't forget, they've also been first class, no doubt. So. Yeah. Would have been like flying in a hotel.
Well, it's a happy ending to that first leg of the trip, landing there, and then they can get on the flight.
Anyway, come on, let's
get... The thing about it is, if they played tomorrow, the jet lag's in.
Probably,
yes.
Keeping moving, I think, is the go.
Absolutely. But look, no doubt, being the professional outfit that they are, they would have had all the care and treatment they needed during the flight. Don't know what they did in Bangkok, but we won't go there. But look, at the end of the day, it's a magical night for Australian football fans, particularly those who support Liverpool. I have since I was a little boy. It brings back memories of getting up in the middle of the night with my father and my brothers watching the FA Cup
finals. Did you go to bed and then get woken up?
Yeah,
same with me.
I was in a coma for the first 15 minutes of the game and then I'd
see, that's the
out
difference. As a kid, I was coming home from the Wennie Park or the Harrow Park Dogs, right, on that night, and then we'd just stay up to watch it.
Yeah. All right, here's a question for you. Never heard you declare an EPL side. Who do you support?
I don't have one.
Well, he's got blue stripes on today.
Mossy doesn't support an NRL club, does not support an EPL club. Who's grown up?
Professional media man.
In the era we grew up and not support an EPL club. No, seriously.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
I'm ringing my therapist.
But can I just say...
I'm booking you in.
The poor bugger's retired.
Just no, while we're talking...
He's good, can't you? He's top.
While we're talking nostalgically, and this is relevant to our show because you had him on here on Friday, what an unbelievable job Craig Johnson has done.
Promoting
this game promoting the emotional attachment that Australians have to Liverpool... Football club. It's been phenomenal.
He was in the surf yesterday. Did you see that?
Mate, he was everywhere. Yeah. He's been on Bill and Boz. He's been on the back page. He's been in the surf. He's been in every newspaper.
I'm not sure he should be in the surf.
No, well, he was wearing a life vest.
That's a bit... Well, you needed that.
all
right, mate.
Who wins? Now, we've got 310, Sydney FC, 205, Liverpool.
I've got no idea what state Liverpool will be in when they get here.
That's the problem.
No, but...
I'm telling you.
But they should have the quality... to get over the top of Sydney. Look, Sydney are without some of their... Yep, Ninkovic is not playing. Holosko's obviously departed. And, you know, it's tough for the Sydney boys to stay up over training over the last 10 to 12 days since the grand final. But they'll be up for this game tonight, there's no doubt. 75,000 predicted. You only have to cast your mind back to a couple of years ago. Bernie Abini and Alex Gersbach got their opportunities in Europe off the back of games against Spurs and Chelsea.
Okay.
You remember Gersbach got that credit from Jose Mourinho after they played, and that catapulted him to Europe. So it's a massive occasion for Sydney FC, but I think Liverpool will just have...
Yeah, they're relaxed, mate. They went and watched some darts when they were in Bangkok as well. It's just sort of a chilling... We've had some big teams down under, though.
We have, Slats, we have. If you just look since 2013, Manchester United, Chelsea, Spurs, Liverpool, Arsenal, Juve, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. I mean, they're massive names in world football, and they've all come here. I think this is Liverpool's fourth trip in 4 or 5 years. So there's obviously, they can see the market. What I want is, I want to hear Walk Alone sung louder tonight than it was in Melbourne a couple of years ago.
It will be, mate. It will be.
Alex Brosk, another year? Would he have wanted longer at Sydney FC?
No, No, okay. I think that suits him perfectly. Okay. And it was well documented that he said to Graham Arnold earlier this season, sort the rest of the squad out, leave me till last. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm a bit like that.
If I finish.
Who does that? Come on.
Well, they certainly didn't give me top tier contract before they signed.
So he goes, look, don't worry, sort everyone else out, Graham, and you know, if there's anything left, just
what a sign of his personality.
He's a good
leadership.
Bloke. He can't be that good.
Fantastic. No, he is. He really is. And don't forget, he's made his money over in the during his career. He's had a fantastic
and
career.
And just quickly, mate, Harry Kuehl, he was moved on from the under 23s because of lack of performance, and now he's taking up his first senior management.
Yeah,
role.
And you've got to give him credit. He's gone down to the fourth tier of English football. They narrowly avoided relegation. Crawley Town is the name of the team, and he's prepared to do his apprenticeship before he and he stated openly that managing Liverpool is his goal and his dream. So he's starting at the bottom.
Well, crash the news a little bit, but Ajax are playing Man U in Stockholm.
Your favourite side.
My favourite side. But the impact from what happened in Manchester and this terror attack.
Absolutely. And that's got to add extra motivation to Manchester United for the game, no doubt. Yeah. Manchester has really galvanised. The world has galvanised over what happened. But I think that will have a positive effect on Manchester United. It's 4:45 a.m. tomorrow morning kickoff in Stockholm. And Ajax are expected to name.
I've got you.
You've got me. Tell me that enough times, and I'll keep repeating it. But they're expected to name a very young side with an average age of 22. Manchester United unbeaten in 10 games in Europe, 7 wins and 3 draws. So I'm backing Manchester United.
Enjoy
tonight. The other thing they did over there, ping pong.
Yes,
I believe they're very
good at ping pong in Bangkok.
Ping pong.
See you tomorrow, guys. I might be a bit bleary-eyed after tonight, but I'll see you in the morning.